Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 8th of February, recording at 7:09 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, the highlights. Japan, quite a significant downward dynamic, well, potentially significant downward dynamic in here. Mustn't exaggerate, David. But it did fall 2.68% off a high. That was the Nikkei. And some Asian markets were pretty steady. China, not surprisingly, that's been in a good uptrend. I'm talking about the A shares. And they're going to be less influenced by what's taking place elsewhere. And India, surprisingly steady. Elsewhere here today, European markets opened weak. Again, not surprisingly, but really pegged back those declines. And the Stockholm Index actually scratched out a gain on the day. Well, so did IBEX. That's the Spanish market. And in terms of Wall Street's action, it's steady in here today. So my short positions that I put on late yesterday are underwater. And in other markets, bonds, little softer on U.S. Treasuries, up a little bit on the bunds. Precious metals, they've been to-ing and fro-ing here, not surprisingly, moving in and out of profit on the day. Gold currently showing a small gain. That spot bullion at 550, and oil couldn't hold a rally and is down a little bit on the day. Ditto natural gas. Okay, what's actually going on here? Well, my hunch is that we really are into injury time as far as the global overall stock market rally is concerned. Now, this may be a long injury time in terms of we could see, well, what, another couple of months. But my best case scenario, as you know, ever since the October upward dynamics following a sharp correction, those October upward dynamics signaled upside scope. And from that point onwards, my best case scenario for global stock markets was that the rally would carry well into the first quarter of 2006. And so far, best case has been in the driving seat pretty well all along the way. Now, we do see signs of stress, though. For instance, the Nikkei's downward dynamic, the key that we saw in Australia last week, and some follow through today. My guess is that Australia will be up tomorrow and Japan will probably be up tomorrow, but we're getting the more choppy action. We're getting the shots across the bow, as it were, in terms of overall confidence. And we see these momentum changes coming in, and this is beginning to compromise some of the uptrends, or in my view at any rate. And of course, there are many people who have a totally opposite view and think that markets are going to roar on throughout 2006. What I can say is of the risk factors that other than gravity and the long in the tooth 34 months and counting factors that I've been writing about and talking about recently, oil is not a problem here right now, and that's important. And the government bond markets, well, they've steadied a bit, so we're not getting a big push up in yields there. I certainly think that's going to happen at some stage, but I'm not going to try to guess when that takes place. I've expected a lengthy basing process for government bonds. But government bond yields and therefore a lengthy topping out process for the futures government bond prices. So as to whether the global stock market rally ends with a bang or a whimper. And what we do know is that all global stock market rallies end, just as all, at least for the medium term, and all, and I'm not looking for more than a medium term correction. And we also, just as we know that all global stock market downward trends end, and we certainly have seen an impressive rally since they were all ending in the first quarter of 2003. So my guess is, though, that we will see the global stock market rally end with more whimpers than bangs. And in other words, we'll get some choppy, to-ing and fro-ing, ranging activity overall. But, and this is perhaps a big but, you'll notice that markets generally fall faster than they rise. Because, well, a rising market is exciting if you're long. A falling market is terrifying if you're long. And people are more emotional in a downward trend than an upward trend, but they're pretty emotional all the time, which is one reason why we get markets going to such peaks and extreme peaks and extreme troughs. But I'm digressing in here. The script I envisage is choppy, ranging activity where we'll see new highs that are not maintained, and we'll see some reaction lows taken out, such as the January reaction lows that I mentioned, and yet they won't, those downward breaks won't be maintained, but that overall, in terms in this within this choppy morass, that we will gradually see supply get the upper hand. And then when people begin to recognize that that's what's happened, or increasingly recognize that that's what is happening, then we will go into a more orderly downward trend, which, with any luck, will become a bit climactic towards the end. So I still look for that medium-term correction, which I maintain will be a great buying opportunity. And I've already said, but it's a point worth repeating, that I will probably ride out a correction in my core investment positions. Now, I know darn well that if I do that, and if we get a 3 to 6 month correction, which is what I expect, that near the bottom of that correction, I'll be feeling sorry for myself in terms of not having done the bold thing and sort of gone in completely liquid. And why am I not considering doing that? Because, hey, I might be wrong. It wouldn't be the first time. And also, I will really rely on some hedging activities, and I'd like to stay with what I regard as top quality. I really would like to stay with that and add to those positions. But to say there's the very real possibility, and I'm not having a change of mind in here, but nobody knows what the market is going to do in future. We're all in the guessing game here, trying to make a reasonably prescient guess, and no one's cornered the market in that skill. So from a practical standpoint, I don't think I need to worry all that much about the very best. If my call on the intermediate term correction is medium term correction is right, then I'll see some profit erosion. But I'll be marshaling, well, I've already marshaled a lot of cash, and be ready for the next upswing. And I will, as I say, try to trade a downside market with some short positions. Incidentally, regarding Wall Street, and a lot of people have been saying, Wall Street is going to catch up, and it lagged previously, so it'll get its turn on the upside. After all, we've seen other lagging markets, particularly in Asia, suddenly improve their performance dramatically. Well, I don't buy that theme. One, because it's a very big market, and I just don't think it's likely against the background of current valuations. The depressed markets, in terms of valuations, that saw some some sprints late last year. Taiwan was certainly one of them, and is a good market, I think, for the medium to longer term, as you know. Go back to February 1st and 2nd for commentary on that. And Thailand, these we were talking about price earnings ratio on the Thai SET index of around 10, and an attractive yield, much higher than the S&P yield. I think it was close to 4%, or at least 3.5%. So I don't expect this late charge on Wall Street, but I can point to something far more tangible than that, because what I've just given you is no more than an opinion and a comparison of values. But look at the share prices for Google and Apple. I might put Apple in the chart library. Now, look at those share prices, because those were really bellwethers of confidence, I feel, for Wall Street. And they show these type one tops. That's the spike upwards and then the sharp reaction back downwards. I think they've peaked for the duration of this current stock market cycle, which I mentioned is going to go is going to most likely slowly top out and go into a medium-term 3 to 6 month decline. Okay. In terms of the precious metals, now I have the opportunity, as do hopefully many of you who've played this sector, to buy some of your favorite positions below where you sold them, provided, and I certainly hope people did this, provided they had the trailing stops, the in-the-money stops in the market. Now, I'm resisting that temptation to go in and buy because of the size of the downward dynamics. Although, when I look at the charts, you can say, well, gold getting close to 440, there's some initial potential support starting there. Silver 950, a little below, or maybe it's 940. I'd have to look at the chart again, but you can look at the chart in the library. You see, come back to an area of prior trading where maybe we find some support. We can say the same thing for palladium, which I also sold yesterday, or when my stops were hit. But I'm not going to go rushing back in these. And actually, my long positions were relatively small to what I've often had at earlier stages during the last 3 years and more in those metals. And that's because they were on stocks, and I was holding on to those smaller positions just in case they did something additional on the upside. Always prefer to leave that door open and raise the trailing stops. But I'm holding off, and I'll wait and see here. I don't want to go rushing back in just yet, because we could still see a further unwind. Although I don't think there's I certainly don't think that the secular trends are anywhere near over. I expect gold and silver to be vastly higher in 10, 15 years' time. Okay, now the energy sector. This is a plus for stock markets, because prices have continued to soften in here, and it will take very clear upward dynamics to check this slide. And that's it, folks, for another day. All the best.